This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozell for Sunday, June 19th, 2016. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell, live in studio, waiting to take your phone calls on anything you'd like to talk about relative to your health from a natural platform. Give me a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. You know, this is one of those things. You've had a problem. You've done what you think you could do. You've gone to people. You've searched. You've looked. You've applied. But nothing's come up right. So here's an opportunity. Let's talk about it. Let's figure out what we can do to make a difference in your life, in your health, in your wellness. Because at the end of the day, your wellness, meaning, you know, that ability to do whatever you want to do whenever you want to do it without worrying about and having the energy, having the capacity to have a clear thought process, that's what life is really all about. You know, wellness is in your control. It is about you. I wrote my book, you know, Ageless Health, Health is a Do-It-Yourself Program. There's nothing more true than that statement. Where you are right now at this moment in time is because of all of your choices, or sometimes neglect of that. Before we get into the program, though, I do not want to neglect the fathers out there today. Happy Father's Day, gentlemen, and I hope that you're celebrated by your family and everybody that would applaud you for doing the great job that we all do. You know, it's a task. You know, we go through life and, you know, women are the foundation, the center of the core of the nuclear family. But, you know, and we have to go out and we do the things that we're supposed to be doing and that we're called upon to intervene periodically. But at the end of the day, you know, it's when I think about, you know, my father, who's been gone many, many years now. And then I think about my children, who my son is a father, and, you know, their application to their children. You end up becoming the leader, the pivotal point, the guiding light, if you will, for your children. Make sure you take that job seriously and make sure that you spend the time. And when you gather with your family, when you reach out to salute your fathers, make sure that you understand that they had an incredibly important part in who you are today. And you will become the guiding light for your children, those of you who are currently fathers of young people. Anyway, happy Father's Day and enjoy it. I intend this afternoon to be surrounded with my children and their children, and it will be a great afternoon, and that's what it's all about. 888-630-9625. Before we get into the program a little bit, I want to, and the program's kind of about this today, I want to let you know that this coming Thursday evening, June the 23rd at 7 p.m., I'm going to be at the Gaithersburg Courtyard Inn, the Washington Center Gaithersburg Courtyard Inn, and I'm going to be lecturing on something called the Three Keys to Ageless Health, or the Three Keys to Wellness. And we're going to teach how to unlock your capacity. You know, this wellness piece that we're talking about today, that's what we're going to be talking about. I want you to understand that you have an opportunity. I've decided this year, this summer, that I'm going to be doing a little bit more in the Washington metropolitan area simply because I'm tired of traveling. I've been all over the place. I've got to travel overseas, come in the fall several times. And I decided, you know, pull the plug. But in doing that, I never pull the plug because I owe you the capacity, the opportunity to do something with your lives. And because that's what my life has been dedicated to, is serving and educating you to do whatever is necessary to, you know, create that unlimited health and wellness potential. So this Thursday evening, June the 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Courtyard Inn in Gaithersburg. So those of you in Gaithersburg and Germantown and Rockville and, you know, all the suburbs around there, I'll see you there. And it's going to be fun. We're going to have a chance to chat and talk. I'm going to give you a little bit of an opportunity to ask any question that you want to. In addition to that, I want you to know that when you come up at the end of the session, we're going to take your oral pH. Your mouth saliva pH should be between 7.2 and optimally 7.5 in that range. And your pulse ox, your oxygen saturation of tissue. We're going to do those two things for you while we're there. And in this area, you should be at least 97% saturation. If you're getting lower than that, those are flags. At 94%, underneath that, you're in trouble. So we want to see what it is. We want to see why you're tired. We want to see why you're not healing the way you're supposed to. Because if your body is not alkaline, meaning above 7.2, above 7 actually, that your body has a difficult situation in resolving any condition. So that's our gift to you. We're going to take your oxygen saturation and we're going to do your oral pH. And there's going to be some other gifts and opportunities because we're doing this in conjunction with our foundation called Caring for Others. And one of the primary pillars of Caring for Others, and that, by the way, that's the only time I ever do a lecture anymore, locally, is to support their educational platform, is to give you as much data and information as you possibly can. So we're going to learn, you know, how the triad of health, you know, the structural, chemical, emotional pathways can cause all kinds of problems. They can destroy your health. They can create disease. But they have to be balanced properly. And you have to have the, you know, the resources. You know, people ask me, says, you know, doc, how do you do it? How do you keep going the way you do it? And I'm flying all over the place. Apparently I don't get as much sleep as everybody else. And, you know, I always have energy and I always can go. And, you know, those of you who know, I've been in practice, you know, serving you for over 40 years. Well, the bottom line is simply this, is that I make it a purposeful action every day of my life to do certain things that allow me to potentiate that so I have everything. And I want to share that with you. I want to show you how you can take this sick care model that we have and make it a well care model for yourself, that it's in your hands. You can do this. It's up to you. You're the one that can really turn this around. And we're going to talk and we're going to ask questions and we're going to answer questions, but I promise you I'm going to give you a lot of steps that when you leave will allow you to hit a home run and make life very different than where it is right now. And how you register for that is real simple. Go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com. You can register right online. There is no cost. It's a freebie, nothing. Just I'm there for you because we're doing it with Caring for Others, and that is part of their pillar of education. So the 23rd, this coming Thursday, 7 p.m., Courtyard, Gaithersburg, Washingtonian Center. And I'm going to have fun. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Let's do this thing together. Let's give you the opportunity, the capacity, the ability to really change your life in so many different ways. And I promise you this, it'll be a fun night. We're going to have a great time. You know, if you know me, I will give you more and more and more. It's only supposed to last an hour and a half, but for those of you who want to stay longer, I'll probably be there anyway. So RoselleCare.com, RoselleCare.com. Register, let us know, and we need that reservation because obviously, you know, there's only so many cents. Anyway, remember, your health is in your hands. Health is a do-it-yourself program, and we're going to deal with that in a very, very specific format. And we're going to talk a little bit about those three keys today. We're going to talk about what it means to be well, and then we're going to take your phone calls at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. What's wellness? You ever think about that? What really is wellness? Wellness is a state of being. You know, in our society, we're prone to developing all kinds of diseases and illnesses. And if you haven't found one that fits you, just listen to television. They'll find one for you. And then they'll tell you what drug to take for that. You know, diseases and illnesses, unfortunately, are an outcome. They are the end product. So we start with function. You got great function. If your mom and dad didn't screw up too badly, when you were born, you at least had the capacity for function. And then what happens? You get hurt. You know, you don't eat the things that you're supposed to, or, you know, you eat some of the stuff that you shouldn't be eating. And then, you know, today's world, what? Bioelectrics. We're on computers. We're on cell phones. We're being bombarded constantly. And the third thing is emotional stress. And what you got to remember about that is your body doesn't know the difference between an actual experience and something that you emotionalize, you think about, you create, you draw to yourself. So when those three things are aberrant, your body begins to produce this stuff called symptoms, and then ultimately, because you're treated symptomatically with what? You're treated with drugs, and then it continues the process. But most of you know, I think you should know, that when you're treated with a medication, some of you are on tons of them, you don't get better. It just kind of goes into that quiescent state, right? And then ultimately what happens? You end up with pathology. The pathology is the degeneration. Pathology is the things that you can measure. Pathology is when you look at tissue and it's broken down, it's degraded. So, you know, the American standard lifestyle includes all kinds of garbage. You know, think about the sad diet, standard American diet. Fast foods, fast this, fast that, preserved, GMO produced, all those things. Do you think for 1 minute that's the way your body was designed and we wonder why we have a problematic situation? And then the foods not only are altered, as we said, depleted, but then we don't get any exercise. We drive from one place to the other. We don't walk anywhere anymore. You know, and we wonder why we have this soft, flabby stuff. You know, years ago, even with television, you had to get off the couch to change a channel. Today, you sit there with, you know, with the remote, right? The thingamabob, the thingamajig, and you press that. You don't have to move. And we begin to develop this, you know, entitlement attitude. God forbid I said that word to you. But that's the whole thing. I mean, it's we think that we have to have all of these things around us. We don't want to do anything to make a difference. And then we have these jobs. And from what we do at home with our family to the stresses of what we do at the workplace, the things that we do at school. And it's a perception problem, in my opinion. It's how we perceive things to be in many cases. You know, we have this to-do list. We do, and we to-do some more. The problem is that if you want to get fundamentally stressed out, just make yourself a to-do list. That's all you have to do. You're going to make yourself crazy. Here's the better way, is that you have to have a something that you want to have a results-orientated action in your life. And to do that, you got to have a purpose. And then you have to take action on the purpose. So once that happens, all of a sudden, this to-do list becomes just one of those things that you have to do to get to the thing that you're trying to create. But we have this checkoff list. Do you think Gates, you know, from Microsoft has a to-do list? I can promise you he doesn't. You know, that's not what he decided that he was going to create a platform that was going to control all computer systems around the world. And today he controls, what, 90%, something like that. But, you know, he ends up being the wealthiest guy in the world. He didn't do that by creating a to-do list. And that's where that emotional piece comes in. And we begin to break down very, very badly, very quickly. So, you know, we get into negative relationships with people that we just don't want to let go of. We have this, you know, we have a spiritual disconnectedness. You know, we mouth the talk, but are we really in a place of, you know, a quiet, faithful resolution with who we are, why we exist, and what we're doing? Or are we running helter-skelter and making life very difficult? So what I want you to think about is that the physical, chemical, and emotional patterns are really what causes the body to break down. We're going to get into this, and we're going to, you know, kind of segue through it. The phones are lighting up already at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. I will take your calls when we come back from the break. We've got about a minute, and I want to kind of set the stage for not only what we're talking about today, but also what we're going to be talking about Thursday night at the Courtyard Inn in Gaithersburg. When we choose the way we live, it's a lifestyle decision, and we have to understand that has to do with outcome. Anything that we are doing on an ongoing basis, day to day, is ultimately what produces our end product. So if we say, well, I can get away with this one thing, and we do this, the other thing, and, you know, we think about all the reasons why we shouldn't exercise, or we think about all the reasons that we can't prepare a decent meal, or why we can't get to bed at nighttime, or why we can't engage on a wonderful level with a friend or an important other person in our life, those are the things that get us into trouble because we're looking at steps instead of outcome. We're coming up to a break. We'll take your phone calls as well, 888-630-9625. We'll be right back after some very important messages. Don't go away. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. Happy Father's Day, everybody. It's a beautiful day. Make sure you get outside and enjoy it with your family. and make sure that if your father is still present on this, in this life, in this planet, pick up the phone and call him and say, Happy Father's Day, Dad. I appreciate your leadership and everything that you did. You know what? Create it in your brain that this man was important to your life. I'm here at 888-630-9625. I want to remind you, this Thursday, 7 p.m., I am going to be at the Gaithersburg Courtyard Washingtonian Center. And I just got something from my staff that said, I think I may have, you know, not given it to you properly, so we have to make sure it's Courtyard Marriott Washingtonian Center. And I'm supposed to tell you it's free. I told you it's free. It's being sponsored by Caring for Others. So I will see you there, 7 p.m. All you got to do is register. Just go to RoselleCare, RoselleCare.com, and it's going to take you into a site called Eventbrite. You register right there. Love to see you there. We're going to talk more about it. We're going to talk about the three keys today, and I'm also going to tell you what you're going to learn, because you're going to learn a lot. I promise you, you're going to learn so much this Thursday evening. George, hey, buddy. Thank you for calling.
Dr. Tom, great day to be alive.
Indeed it is, my friend. It's gorgeous outside. I've been up since really early. I went for a walk, then got a little workout, and it's been really a nice day.
It's the way to go. I have to go to my go-to guy. I have a question. I have a dear friend that I've known for forever, probably 25 years. He's the ex of my ex. Saw him the other day, and he used to smoke pretty heavy. When I walked in, I about fell over. He's sucking down oxygen from an oxygen tank. And I, you know, he looked terrible. And I asked him, he said, well, I have, which is emphysema, but I guess the correct acronym now is OCDP or whatever they call it now.
Right, obstructive pulmonary disease.
And I had another friend that had this, and I felt so bad for him. He was an elderly guy. I said, you know, just walk 10 feet every day. Get off the couch, walk 10 feet. And then another week, walk another 10 feet after that. You know, 6 months later, now I'm not taking credit for this. Maybe it's his condition. Maybe he just got unlazy. He was off the oxygen. Am I unrealistic to tell this guy, look, you know, you're listening to the doctors too much, you know, telling you that this is not good and you have to take a seat with you in the shower because you can't stand it. You know, you have to start doing something to correct this. Is this a correctable situation? Since I don't smoke, and my dad died of lung cancer, but I divorced myself totally of anything when it comes to lung cancer, because I just think it's a ridiculous thing to pick up a cigarette.
You and me both, brother, but some people get hooked on it. And by the way, giving up a cigarette or nicotine is as bad as giving up heroin. It's the same addictive process in the brain. So it's not an easy process, but there are things that can be done. Acupuncture helps dramatically. You know, I've told this story, and if you read my book, Ageless Health, Health is a Do-It-Yourself Program, after I got done playing ball, I got hurt playing ball in college. I started smoking like any bright, you know, idiot would at that age, right? And right. I got to a place when I was about 25 years old that I was smoking 3/4 of a pack of Camels a day. And I walked into the clinic, and this young intern who just did my physical said that, you know, that she couldn't let me in the clinic. I was going to have to go on medication because my blood pressure was so high. But anyway, this is a whole story. We don't have time for it. It's in my book. And on the way home, I made a decision. My certainty got to a place where it was, you know, I needed to do X in my life. So I threw the cigarettes out, and that was the end of that. Getting back to emphysema. Emphysema, if depends on how advanced it is, but my belief system, George, has always been, as long as you have the capacity to breathe and you're willing to push yourself slowly, a little bit incrementally, that you can either forestall the advancement of it, or you can begin to advance what you have left and increase the functional capacity of whatever's left. See, you have these little air sacs. They're called alveoli. And those are the guys that get hard and they begin to break down and they get destroyed and there's no elasticity to them anymore. So these air sacs, these alveoli in your lungs, you know, they get progressively more damaged, and that's how the disease progresses. However, having said that, when you look at the matrix of structural, chemical, emotional, and then the five pathways of blood supply, nervous system, acupuncture channels, spinal fluid reflexes, and so forth, if you affect those, I've seen patients with obstructive pulmonary disease, cardiac congestion, and so forth, begin to resolve, not 100%, but begin to get better, where they can increase the capacity in what they do. Now, again, it depends on how far down the path it is. I've seen people get off of oxygen units. I've seen people, you know, that were told that they were going to die because of this, dramatically live longer than what they were told. So there's a lot of things that can be done. There's a lot of different nutrients, but it depends on the case individually. In acupuncture, you increase the energy pathway to the lungs. You use, there are certain homeopathics that will also perpetuate that. So there's a lot of different things that can be done. So you're not wrong at telling your friend to incrementally, slowly do more than what he's doing and get to somebody who can help him that, you know, that can upregulate some of those systems and make his life better.
Well, I'm going to take him your book. I mean, you're, you know, almost brings me to tears because my dad had it.
I know. And it's awful. It's awful.
It's hard to quit cigarettes, but I'll tell you what, when you watch somebody die of lung cancer and you still smoke and you go out to the hospital and you watch the doctor smoke, it's like you just shake your head. It's like...
Oh, listen, buddy, you and I could talk about this for a long time. Listen, George, I got to go to a break. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Encourage your friend. Get him to do some things for himself, and I think he can make his life better. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we're in studio. 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. This Thursday, I'm going to be at the Gaithersburg Courtyard Washingtonian Center, and I'm going to be presenting a program for you. And we're going to talk about the three keys to wellness, three keys to dramatically increasing your health and wellness index. You know, whether you have cancer, whether you have heart disease, you have diabetes, cardiovascular, even pulmonary disease that we're talking about with my friend George a minute ago. This is a class that you need to show up for because I'm really going to get into the M2Cs. We're going to have a lot of fun. And by the way, for those of you who show up, we're going to do a pulse ox monitor on you. We're going to find out what your oxygen saturation is in your tissue. It should be 97% or better. Your pH, your oral pH. If your pH, your saliva pH is acidic, your body is breaking down, you're degenerating, you can't heal, you're going to get sick. Repetitively, there's going to be all kinds of things that are going to take place. So we're going to, those are going to be a gift for you right there at the program. And by the way, there'll be some other gifts for you too. We're doing this in conjunction with Caring for Others. It's a free event because we're doing it with Caring for Others, and I'm doing several programs with them throughout the not only Washington metropolitan area. I think this is the second one, but we'll be in different parts of the East Coast doing some of these things simply because of the fact that we have an obligation to serve you, to serve and educate you. That's part of what Caring for Others does, is to educate people on how to take care of themselves. Want to go back, and I have a call I'm going to take in just a second here at 888-630-9625, but I forgot to tell George that, you know, one of the things that we use with our patients who have respiratory problems and emphysema, and first emphysema, by the way, is an autoimmune condition, and the obstructive disease process within the lungs that cause those alveoli to get hard, and so they don't expand, they can't get the oxygen in anymore, is a result of scarring, and and that can be environmental, can be due to smoking, it can be due to even high levels of chemical toxicity. Now, one of the things that we use coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, but we do a pharmaceutical level of it, and it's quite effective. It's best absorbed when you take it with a meal, by the way. And there's an herb that we use in the office, and I know Dr. Pina uses it with her patients in the acupuncture department, and it's cordyceps. And sometimes the reishi spore mushroom also is used. But cordyceps has been studied for a long time in improving lung efficiency, and it's been used with athletes and so forth. Very, very strong herbal, and it's, you know, but it needs to be prescribed properly. You want to increase your carotenoids, those things that are in vitamin A, and you can do that through vegetables if you want to, you know, things like that are yellow, you know, things, sweet potato or orange, you know, carrots, yellow squash, leafy green vegetables, things like that, but also take it in very high dosages. I'm not going to recommend dosages on the program because each patient is different. Weight has to be good. And then importantly, as George and I were talking about, you want to make sure that you do breathing exercises. Those of you who went to the stress lecture and we showed you how to breathe there. And by the way, I may cover that again this week when we meet in Gaithersburg at the Courtyard Inn. You want to make sure that you teach these people how to breathe properly and begin exercise slowly, slowly, incrementally. Now, there's a lot of other things that we do as well, but that I just want to touch upon the fact that there are very specific things that you can do. and, you know, it has to make sure that you do it the right way. Having said that, Dave, thank you for being patient. How can I help you, sir?
Yes, I have leg cramps in my calf and my leg quite often, and especially in the nighttime when I'm sleeping, and these cramps will get so severe that it'll actually wake me up and I have to stand up, put my feet on the floor.
Go ahead, Dave. When do they start?
Well, in the nighttime, usually. I'll be asleep.
No. How long have you had them, Dave?
This has been going on 30 years.
Oh, okay. And anybody do anything for you?
Well, I've talked to my primary physician several times, and they've never really coming up with anything. But I do take potassium supplement and magnesium supplement, and nothing really seems to help.
How much of that are you taking?
I'll be honest with you. I can't give you a straight answer on that. It's over what comes out of the bottle.
Okay, so let me give you a couple clues. It can be leg cramps come from a lot of different things, and there's some things that are very common. Leg cramps can come from nerves being irritated and stressed in your low back. They could have pressure on them, and if they're that way, they're going to cause a lot of muscles in your leg to cramp up. But the calves are usually one of them. Happens at night more often than not when you're sleeping. You know, common name is, you know, obviously Charlie horse. You get up and you got to walk around and get them to loosen up, and they can be extremely painful. They can happen throughout the body, not only in the legs. But these muscle spasms, they're involuntary, and sometimes all you got to do is move your foot suddenly, and all of a sudden it locks and it becomes very, very hard and nasty. Potassium and magnesium are one of the things that you use, but you want to make sure that you take them at an adequate level, 500 milligrams of potassium, and probably the equal amount of magnesium in divided dosage. But here's another one. Number one reason muscles cramp is dehydration. And if you're not getting enough water in the body, one of the things that you're going to experience is muscle tightness and muscle cramping, and it can happen more at night because that's the end of the day and so forth. But the other thing, and one of the things I tell my patients is that get some sea salt, and you want to take about an eighth of a teaspoon of sea salt, not regular salt, sea salt, because it has all the low-level minerals in it and the micronutrients that you need, and you do that every day. You can put it on your food. You can put it in your water directly and drink that. This time of the year is going to be worse because you're sweating all the time if you're outside. But that muscle cramping that occurs, you know, generally without warning, it just happens, can often be dealt with simply by doing that. Fixing the dehydration, drink a lot of water, make sure that you're getting enough magnesium in the body and also the potassium, but take that sea salt. Sea salt will not hurt you. It's not like regular salt, which is sodium chloride, but sea salt will balance the electrolytes in your body, and very often that's all you need to fix that. So, Dave, give it a try, and, you know, if I can be further help, let me know. You can send us a note at rosellcare.com, and I'll send you back some other information. Appreciate your phone call, Dave. Again, this Thursday evening at 7 p.m., I'll be at the Gaithersburg Courtyard. And, by the way, if you want to register, and we do require registration, is just go to rosellcare.com. That's rosellecare.com, rosellcare.com, and register. There is no cost to the registration. There's a link. Get in there. Click. If you have any trouble, call the office, 703-698-7117. But those of you in Gaithersburg and Germantown and Rockville and that whole area up there, I'm really looking forward to being up there. I'm really looking forward to talking with you. We have a couple reasons that we're doing that, but I'd love, love, love to talk to you. So if you have any kind of problems and you want to know really how to stay well, how to keep it together, you want to see what your health status is by a couple quick tests, we're going to do all of that for you this Thursday evening. It'll be a fun night, I promise you. We'll have a good time. We'll kind of, you know, schmooze a little bit, as they say, and, you know, work through some of your problems. We're here at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. You know, think about being well for a second, and think about why you're kind of buying into the traditional paradigm of what do you expect for your age, you know, whatever age that is. And, well, things happen, and take these pills for the rest of your life type of thing. Well, those of you who know me know that that's not how I am. That's not what I believe in. That's not what I think the body's capable of doing. Now, I'm going to tell you something that, you know, when you're in a crisis situation and you need immediate intervention, it's called, there are medications that you need to have, but after that, in functional capacity and taking your body and creating an outcome, what is that you want for your life? What's your wellness potential? What keys do you want to make sure that you have forever? How long do you want to live? Jeff and I were sitting here talking earlier on, and we were talking about the way of structuring details in our life. And, you know, I was saying, you know, if you want to make yourself absolutely nuts, make yourself a to-do list. And with no reason to do the to-do list other than these are things that you have to get done. This same pattern, this parallel is specifically for your health. If you want to have a healthy outcome, you want to live to whatever age you want to live, but well, with energy, with capacity. You know, I was listening to a tape today, and they were talking about, you know, people who are in their 70s and 80s who have never exercised ever in their life, and they've started them on weight resistance training, strength training, and they develop strength of kids who are 30 and 20 years old. How does that happen? They're stimulating growth hormone in their body, human growth hormone, and the body gets stronger because it's that demand that is initiated because of that stress of weightlifting, and you can do it slowly. There's no reason that any of you, no matter what your condition is or how bad you are, what medications that you're taking, can't get better doing certain things. It's my belief it has been like that forever. And I think I live a little bit of a lifestyle that would give that as an example. Because again, those of you who know me know that I'm, you know, probably a crazy guy, that I'm out there all the time. I'm flying all over the world. I'm teaching. I'm trying to educate doctors. I'm trying to educate people. I'm giving them the information to how to look at things multidimensionally. That's what we're going to do, by the way, Thursday night. I'm going to give you a lot of clues and secrets and keys of how to make that happen. I hope you'll join me. I really do, because I think that you're going to, the covering of that social hallucination that Big Pharma wants you to think about and believe in and have certainty in, that they're the only ones that can take care of you and you have to take this drug for the rest of your life, is poppycock. John, how can I help you?
Yeah, Dr. Tom, my wife complains about, like, I don't know if it's muscle aches or it doesn't seem to be muscle aches, but her whole body seems to ache. And she drinks green smoothies every day and alkaline water and that kind of stuff, you know, but she just seems to ache all the time.
How old is your wife?
63.
Okay. She had any injuries over the last, 15 years or so?
No.
Okay. How much water does she drink?
Probably not enough.
Okay, one of the number one keys we talked about is cramping, but also fatigue and also muscle pain from dehydration. That's number one. Secondly,
she probably drinks more than most people do. But you know,
just remember, it's all individualistic. It's not most people; it's about her. So
right.
the other key is here is she taking any medications?
No.
Okay. Has she ever been on any statins or aspirin therapy?
Aspirin? Yeah, she's taking aspirin for just general pain.
Okay, aspirin will make it worse. And the reason for that, it steals coenzyme Q10 from the muscle bundles, and it makes the muscles hurt. It also will make the heart weaker over a period of time.
Ooh, not good.
2 years ago, in August, the FDA came out and had to reverse the position that they took on aspirin, saying that, and what I've been saying for years, is that aspirin therapy doesn't work to prevent heart disease or heart attacks. I've been saying that it actually increases the risk, and it does. What it does, it increases the risk of hemorrhage to the heart and to the brain. Also, it depletes CoQ10, and when it depletes coenzyme Q10, one of the side effects is something called cardiac failure. So that's just one reason that you never want to be on long-term aspirin therapy for anything or anybody. Now, also long-term pain, you have to look at what the structure is doing. If the upper portion of the neck and shoulders and the base of the skull is not aligned properly, visualize the spinal cord, if you will, John, as a long coaxial cable. And if you cut the cable, obviously you have all these little fibrils in there, right? So if you have stretch on that cord, or if you have any kind of pressure on that cord or the nerves that come out, and it doesn't have to be much. The weight of two quarters is enough to do it. There's a guy by the name of Sue many years ago from the University of Colorado that showed that the weight of two quarters on a nerve was enough to cause tremendous dysfunction. But when you start further up and you irritate that cord, the signal all the way down now becomes altered, and one of the alterations is the production of pain in long-term situations. So you look at that. You look at any kind of an inflammatory reaction that may be due to allergens. She's drinking smoothies. That's great, but if she's allergic to the smoothies, you got a problem. So you have to see what the components are that are in those things. Diet needs to be not only supportive and organic and sustainable, but it has to be one that's rotated on a regular basis, because the more we eat the same thing over and over again, the more likely it is that we will become allergic and sensitive to those the things that we're eating. So we look at injury. We're going to look at, you know, the things that she's been exposed to. If she's had inoculations and things of that nature, that can cause problems as well. So it has to be a multidimensional look. So, again, without knowing much more, that's why I start. Make sure she's well hydrated. Take her body weight, whatever she weighs, divided by 2.2. That number is the number of ounces that she should be drinking in water every day. Take okay. Does she drink coffee?
Yep.
Okay, so coffee will cause inflammatory response for many people, and that inflammation can cause pain. If she drinks alcohol, you have to look at the same type of thing. Again, you know, all these things, a little bit here, a little bit that, for a lot of people, it's not necessarily, you know, a thing that's going to drop them. But for some people, many people, it's one of the things that will cause things to perpetuate itself that will never go away. But you have to look at the structure. You have to look at the biochemistry and look at those things that are significant for her body, not somebody else's. We're all the same way. It's about us. This is one of those things that's, you know, you got to point the finger at yourself and say, it's about me. I can't compare myself to anyone else down the pike because we're different. You know, love to help you, John, any way that I possibly can. Send me a note at Roselle Care and I'll give you a little bit more data. And, you know, it's one of these things. I hate to see anybody in pain when the pain can be eliminated. Appreciate your phone call. I'm sorry we're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live. We'll be back with our last and final segment, and there's a couple more calls we will try to get to. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Roselle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live. Happy Father's Day again. I hope you enjoy your day today. I intend to. After I leave here this afternoon, we're going to have a little bit of a gathering of the family, all of us, and it's going to be fun. Get to see my grandchildren and so forth. Remember, guys, you know, if this is a time for you to contemplate, too, just, you know, applaud your family. Tribute. It's just not about them making it about you. It's about you being, you know, that go-to guy, that leader in your family. Make sure you do it the right way. Take that job extremely seriously. You have an obligation to a lot of people, and make sure you pick up the phone and you call your father and say, hey, Dad, I really appreciate all the things that you did. You know, none of us are perfect. There's no game plan. There's no absolute. But, you know, like everything else, we try our best. Been talking about wellness potential, in which I'm going to talk about this Thursday evening, 7 p.m. at the Gaithersburg Washingtonian Courtyard Inn. And all you need to do to register, it's a free event that's being sponsored by Caring for Others, a 501c3 Virginia-based foundation. Go online, go to rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com, and register. We need a reservation, but it's a free event, and you will get, when you get there that night, we're going to find out what your oral pH is. We're going to find out what your oxygen saturation is. We're going to see what kind of shape you really are in. And I'm going to teach you how to turn things around. That's the purpose of my life. That's the purpose of this program, is to educate you and to empower you to do the things that you need to do. You know, if I can leave this world in hopefully maybe another 40 years or so, and I can touch and motivate and help and get you to realize that it's really about you, then, you know, it's been a good ride, right? So this is one of those things I'm going to do for you. Brian, thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you, sir.
I was calling because I just started Herbal Life about a month and a half ago, and I'm slowly moving on different products. I take 1,000 milligram of vitamin C a day, and I take my CoQ10 100 milligrams a day. And I'm also doing some aloe, and it's actually taking away my acid reflux a lot, probably 95%.
Yep.
And I've started on the shakes, high protein with some fiber in it. And I'm kind of hesitant because I'm not a big believer. Well, let's put it honestly, I'm scared of the medical field because I had two sick parents. And I'm kind of waiting for the hammer to drop on me. So, not for any specific reason, just because of, you know, going through all that just kind of spooked me. So I've started to change my lifestyle, and I'm adapting more to the herbal life because I kind of like the program.
Okay, do we have a specific question? Because I can't let you talk about herbal life too much.
What I'm asking is that in the same realm of where you're kind of pushing for better health is more the natural?
Yeah, of course. That's all we're talking about. And you have to look at, you know, vitamin C is great. I take anywhere from 2 to 3 grams a day every day. The aloe that you're taking, there's a lot of products out there, including something that we prescribe a lot of called George's Aloe. And it's a healing. Aloe heals, but it has to be a food grade aloe drink, obviously, that works. And there's a lot of good ones out. It has to be organic. Anything that you take that is not organic is going to have an accumulative effect over a period of time. So you want to go, you know, and again, when it comes to proteins, you have to be very careful. You look at the side label. If there's fructose in it, it's a problem. If, you know, there's sediments in there that, you know, haven't been assayed that, you know, could lend to it not being an organic problem, it wouldn't be going in my body. There's a lot of things out there that are great.
I think it's more soy-based.
Again, that may be great for some people, but for some people aren't, because most soy, actually all soy in this country that is not a GMO soy, or is not an organic soy, is GMO. Brian, I wish I could go further, but we're coming up to the end of the program. I've got about 10 seconds, and if I can answer more, just get a hold of me at Roselle Care. I'll be at the Gaithersburg Courtyard Washingtonian Center this Thursday, 7:30. See you then. I love you all. Happy Father's Day.